Lent, Week 1, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, let us adore the Lord, for he is our God. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. In ancient times God spoke to man through prophets and in varied ways, but now he speaks through Christ his Son, his radiance through eternal days. To God the Father of the world, his Son through whom he made all things, and Holy Spirit, bond of love, all glad creation glory sings. O Lord, arise to help me. Psalm 34. O Lord, plead my cause against my foes, fight those who fight me, take up your buckler and shield, arise to help me. O Lord, you say to my soul, I am your salvation. But my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, and rejoice in his salvation. My whole being will say, Lord, who is like you, who rescued the weak from the strong, and the poor from the oppressor? Lying witnesses arise and accuse me unjustly. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, arise to help me. Lord, plead my cause, defend me with your strength. Psalm 34 continued. When they were sick, I went into mourning, afflicted with fasting. My prayer was ever on my lips, as for a brother, a friend. I went as though mourning a mother, bowed down with grief. Now that I am in trouble, they gather and mock me. They take me by surprise and strike me, and tear me to pieces. They provoke me with mockery on mockery, and gnash their teeth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, plead my cause, defend me with your strength. My tongue shall speak of your justice all day long. Psalm 34 continued. O Lord, how long will you look on? Come to my rescue. Save my life from these raging beasts, my soul from these lions. I will thank you in the great assembly, amid the throng I will praise you. Do not let my lying foes rejoice over me. Do not let those who hate me unjustly wink eyes at each other. O Lord, you have seen, do not be silent. Do not stand far off. Awake, stir to my defense, to my cause, O God. Let there be joy for those who love my cause. Let them say without end, great is the Lord who delights in the peace of his servant. Then my tongue shall speak of your justice, all day long of your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My tongue shall speak of your justice all day long. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 12. Moses called all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Select lambs for yourselves according to your families, and kill the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood which is in the basin, and touch the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood which is in the basin. None of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through and slay the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door, and will not allow the destroyer to enter your house to slay you. You shall observe this rite as an ordinance for you and for your sons forever. And when you come to the land which the Lord will give you, as he has promised, you shall keep this service. And when your children say to you, 'What do you mean by this service?' you shall say, 'It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, for he passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when he slew the Egyptians, but spared our houses.'" And the people bowed their heads and worshipped. Then the people of Israel went and did so, as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. At midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in dungeon, and all the firstborn of the cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where one was not dead. And he summoned Moses and Aaron by night, and said, "Rise up, go forth from among my people, both you and the people of Israel, and go, serve the Lord as you have said. Take your flocks and your herds as you have said, and be gone, and bless me also." And the Egyptians were urgent with the people to send them out of the land in haste, for they said, "We are all dead men." So the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading bowls being bound up in their mantles on their shoulders. The people of Israel had also done as Moses told them, for they had asked of the Egyptians jewelry of silver and of gold and clothing, and the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they let them have what they asked. Thus they despoiled the Egyptians. Responsory based on Exodus 12. The sons of Israel shall take some of the blood of the lamb, and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of their houses. This blood shall serve as a sign to you. You were ransomed with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish. This blood shall serve as a sign to you. A reading from the book of St. Aelred, The Mirror of Charity. The highest type of brotherly love is to love our enemies, and there is no greater encouragement to do this than the remembrance of the wondrous patience exercised by him who, fairest of the sons of men, offered his gracious face to be spat upon by his enemies. All creation is ruled by a glance from his eyes, and yet he allowed them to be blindfolded by wicked men. His body he exposed to scourging, and although his head strikes fear in the principalities and powers, he bowed it to the pain of the crown of thorns. He submitted himself to insults, and finally gave us an example by enduring in peace, with gentleness, patience, and meekness, the cross, the nails, the lance, the vinegar, and gall. Then, as a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and, like a lamb before his shearer, he remained silent and did not open his mouth. Hearing that wondrous voice, full of gentleness and love, saying, "Father, forgive them," Who would not immediately embrace his enemies? Father, forgive them. Can any degree of gentleness and love be added to this prayer? However, he did add something. To pray for them was too little. He wished also to make excuses for them. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They are great sinners, but with little understanding. And so he said, Father, forgive them. They are crucifying without knowing who it is they are crucifying, for if they had known, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. And so he said, Father, forgive them. They think of him as a lawbreaker, as one who falsely claims to be God, and as a seducer of the people. I have hidden my face from them, says the Lord, and they have not recognized my majesty. And so, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It follows that if a man would really love himself, he should avoid any corrupt love of the flesh. Not to be overcome by fleshly concupiscence, he should turn all his love to the sweetness of the flesh of our Lord. To love his brethren even more perfectly, he should open his arms to embrace even his enemies. In case this divine fire should grow cold by injuries done to him, a man should gaze constantly in his mind on the tranquil patience of his Lord and Saviour. Responsory based on Isaiah 53. He surrendered himself to death, letting himself be taken for a sinner. He bore the faults of many while praying for sinners. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, they do not know what they are doing. He bore the faults of many while praying for sinners. Let us pray. Bend our wills, Lord, so that by this Lenten observance we may fit ourselves to celebrate the Easter festival, and as we have all undertaken to subdue the body, may we all be renewed in spirit.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.